and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Hour two of the game, John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner, all here with you. We've only got you for another half an hour because of Royals pregame, so 5:25. We'll get you Can't Be Serious and mosey on out of here. But a lot to cover before then. The article that we tweeted earlier from the game, KMAN, you can go read it. The link is there. It's from Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. It's caused a lot of a stir, I think, with K-State fans and is a topic of conversation today. The title of the article is A Battle Rages at Kansas State Over Whether Bill Snyder's Son Will Be His Successor. There is a lot of interest, I think, in this for good reason. I believe it is a somewhat over-dramatized version of the story of what's going on here. We talked a lot about it in hour one of the show, but the dynamic at play between Gene Taylor and Bill Snyder slash Sean Snyder is something that we still need to figure out, and it definitely has changed with no John Curry here, who was absolutely not going to hire Sean Snyder as the successor to the football throne there. So simply, there is going to be a new dynamic to figure out. How does this work? What's the relationship going to be like with Bill and Sean for the new athletic director, Gene Taylor? I think we're way far away from knowing that. I think we're very far away from any of these talks getting very, very serious. But just to recap, I will give you some of the highlights here, basically from Dennis Dodd in the article, if you have not read it. First, talking about Laird Veach not getting the athletic director job. Sources say part of the reason he didn't is that even Veach, a member of Snyder's first recruiting class, didn't support the Sean succession plan. I think that is overblown. I would not classify that as the main reason Laird Veach did not get the job, but it could very well have been a factor. Here's something else, and this is the quote that's gotten the most run, I think, from the article. It's from Phil Bennett. Now that Curry is gone, Bill has got the guy he wants there, referencing Taylor. Said longtime friend and former K-State defensive coordinator Phil Bennett. He's got the new president, General Richard Myers. Sean will be the head coach. I think it's in order. Now, the last part here, this is where I really take issue with it, but this is from Dennis Dodd's piece. It says, there is a battle inside the walls of the K-State administrative and football offices that has raged for years, according to several sources. More than one person familiar with the situation termed the climate inside those walls as toxic. I think toxic's a stretch. I do think there are people on either side. I think there is strong support for Sean from some, and people that would feel very strongly the other way as well. I don't think it's toxic, especially right now, especially with, you know, to be honest, a new athletic director changes that dynamic a whole lot. I think that was like a sigh of relief for a lot of people. So I would not think that it's toxic still right now. I think it was more toxic when John Curry was involved in that equation because he split people and polarized so much what was going on there. Now, one point I want to make about this, and this is something I've thought for a while, and I don't know that we've talked about it on air too terribly much, but this is a good starting point for it because it's bringing back into the discussion, is Sean Snyder going to be the next guy? And I do believe that with it just being anybody other than John Curry, he's a more viable candidate now than he was before. There's never been a big push for it from the fans. Most of the time, it's pushback from fans. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
When you mentioned Sean Snyder as the next head coach, fans freak out, do not want that at all. And I approach it, as I said, with an open mind. I'm not going to say that idea would never work. I'm not going to say that idea absolutely would work. I would be open to just exploring it, seeing what happens. This is what I will definitively say. In the little that I know Sean Snyder, and it's not a ton, but you know, once a year we get him in studio here for the recruiting show and talking with him some just at media days and off and on when we do get a chance. I'll get to that here in a second. Sean Snyder's a very cool guy. Like, I really enjoy talking to him. Sean is a guy who helps out the football program more than a lot of people know, and some of it is because, look, he's got a lot of the same tenets of Bill Snyder, but he is a younger, more modernized version of it. He's going to be more willing to let the players listen to the type of music that they want. He's going to help get, you know, things like the new uniforms that we saw last year against Oklahoma State, stuff like that, actually get through. He does a lot of things that fans would like and think are cool, and he is just it's the best way I can describe it, man. He's a cool dude to talk to. I really enjoy it. He's a fun guy to be around.
He has a lot of the qualities that make Bill Snyder a very good coach, and some qualities that Bill Snyder does not have that are not necessarily negative ones that you just touched on. His ability to embrace technology a little bit more. We've seen, you know, his Twitter account remains pretty active over the course of the year. And yeah, I mean, in my interactions with him, he's been a guy that you can have a conversation with, whether about football or about anything else.
But people don't know that.
Right.
And people don't ever hear from him. And people just don't have an idea or a feel for what he actually is. What they know is that because no succession plan from father to son has really ever worked in this type of context before, they have a formulated opinion already of, like, that's terrible. I don't want that to be what happens. So therefore, I don't like Sean Snyder. You know, there's just kind of this vibe, like, whenever it gets brought up, like, no, just don't like him, don't want to talk about it. Don't. He gets a bad rap just because people don't know him. He is never really been out there too much in public. And I think, you know, if he were out there talking, speaking more often, we heard from him more often, people would start to like him more. And then if you just like a person, someone comes across as likable, you're going to be more willing to have an open mind about thinking about whether or not he could be effective as the next head coach. I think it would help his case immensely. And ultimately, the decision is not going to be what the fans think. But if the fans were more behind it, and there was more public pressure to have Bill Snyder's son be the next head coach, then that makes it tougher for the athletic director, the decision makers, to go against that grain. But right now, going against the grain would be hiring him because of the way the fans think about this. And it all brings me back to one of Bill Snyder's policies. And I don't mean to totally criticize this because Stanton Weber used to tell me this a lot, and multiple people have really told me this, but it's like, you know, Bill Snyder's whole equation, it works so well that if you were going to take one thing out of it, who's to say that that would be the one thing that would throw it all out of whack? You know, he's done so many great things with the way that he approaches it, and it just doesn't change, so just let it be. Okay. But one of the things that's been there for a while is that assistant coaches are not made available to talk to the media and therefore reach the fans, because that's the whole point of it. You're going to reach the fans through the media. We get to talk to assistant coaches at Media Day in August. That's the only one for sure. Most of the time at the bowl games, we'll get the assistant coaches, but it does depend on bowl game to bowl game what the setup is like. Typically, bigger bowl games, all the assistant coaches are going to be out there. Some of the lesser bowl games, it's been more spotty. So you get maybe one or two opportunities. I guess if you throw in him coming in for the recruiting show too, you're looking at like two, three opportunities to hear from him publicly a year. People just don't know. They have not heard him. They have not had a chance to have any access to hear from him, to talk to him, and therefore for him to make a more compelling case for this thing. And I think that is where some of the brilliance of Bill Snyder has been a double-edged sword in this regard. I'm sure his assistant coach policy has saved, you know, some trouble at times.
Some bad headlines.
Right. You know, there could have been stories that didn't need to be there and problems that didn't need to be there that were avoided by not having assistant coaches talk. But now, here, I think this is hurting any kind of candidacy for Sean Snyder.
And I think that at the end of the day, what fans need to remember is that while Bill Snyder, of course, you know, loves no one on the planet more than his family, he also knows football really well and loves Kansas State and everything that Kansas State has done for him and vice versa. And I don't think that Bill Snyder would push for his son to be a successor if he didn't truly believe that he was capable of doing it and doing a good job. I don't think that he would back K-State into a corner by doing that just because he wants his son to have this opportunity if he didn't think that he could truly do it. So at a certain point, as a fan, even if you have not been on board with this idea up to this point, you have to say, look, hasn't Bill Snyder earned at least some of the say here in what he's done at K-State? Hasn't he earned a little bit of benefit of the doubt with this kind of a situation? Hopefully we will see more people come around to that idea, whether or not he actually ends up being the coach.
Well, I'm not going to go say that. I don't really care what you think. This is not me sitting here trying to say you need to come around to this idea. I'm simply pointing out an observation of what I think is a fact. There would be a better chance of it happening and a better public opinion here.
Yeah, I agree.
Of the idea if he had been speaking more throughout the years publicly, you know, where fans could actually have a chance to get to know him and realize that he is a pretty likable guy. The one thing I will for sure say about this message is he's a likable guy. I like Sean Snyder. So don't let your opinion of whether or not you think it would work for the football program dictate what you think of him as a person, as a guy. He does a lot for the program, and he is a fun guy to be around. So that is the part that I will hammer home for sure. Whether or not you think it will work ultimately doesn't have to be based on that. And I'm not saying that you necessarily have to be there. Just pointing out some observations here. Another one would be that one of the typical criticisms here is that, okay, he's only been a special teams coach. He's never gone anywhere else. It's always been here at K-State. And I think there's another double-edged sword aspect to that, which is that especially the second go-around for Bill Snyder, the further it's gone on and the older he has become, the more he is put on Sean's plate, the more he has divvied up amongst other assistants, but in particular Sean running the program, and we hear Bill Snyder say that all the time. Well, for K-State to continue to win and be doing what they're doing right now, had Sean Snyder left, that leaves a giant hole in the program, and your team here right now with Bill Snyder still coaching in the here and now probably would have suffered. Then it could be better for the future of the program, theoretically, if you were coming from Bill Snyder's point of view and think that he is the guy to be the next coach. Be more likely that that happens had he gone off and been a head coach somewhere, at least been an assistant somewhere else, but it also would have hurt you here in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, he is gone. So there's just a ton of dynamics at work with that, but I think both of those things have hurt what the fans think of what the result would be had he become the head coach.
And, you know, it's pointed out in the article that, you know, would fans be comfortable with someone being the head coach who has never called an offensive play or a defensive play? But, man, I just feel like that's such, this day and age, that's such an insignificant part of the overall role of being a head coach, because most of the time Bill Snyder is not going to be calling very many plays on offense or calling very many plays on defense. It's all about finding the right people to delegate those responsibilities to. And if there's anyone who has learned from the best as far as job delegation goes, it's Sean Snyder, because he has seen what Bill has done with the assistants that he's brought in. And there has been some turnover, you know, having to expand that coaching tree, and they've all been successful. So I think that there are reasons to suggest that just because Sean Snyder has never called a play on offense or defense, that's not something you can really hold against him in this case.
Again, I would disagree somewhat. I think it's fair to hold it against him. I think it's fair to hold it against him in this context. I mean, that's a legitimate concern. I'm not going to look at anybody and say, you should not be concerned about that. I'd be concerned about that if he were the next head coach. Now, again, it doesn't mean I would totally be completely against it and say this idea is terrible, it's horrible, it's never going to work, but it's a concern. It's a concern. It's a hole in the resume. It just is. And there are plenty of valid concerns about whoever the next guy is going to be, whether it's Sean or not. I think it's probably a more viable option than a lot of fans would think right now, but I also am not saying that's the idea that I would get fully behind and support. My conclusion, as I said earlier in the show, I'm just going to go at it with an open mind. I think Gene Taylor has a pretty open mind as far as what's going to happen. I'll just sit back and watch. I think this is such a unique situation to go out there and say you know exactly what the right answer is to do here is honestly a little off base. So in that way, I will toe the fence by having a strong thought there, and that is that anybody who thinks that they know the answer to this is probably wrong, because it's just such a unique situation where nobody has won here, literally, except one man. We'll finish it up with You Can't Be Serious next.